Another black guy, a specialist, fourth class, came over and joined me and Pee-wee. He asked where we were from, and we told him. I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. You ever hear of it?
No,
Pee-wee said.
Ain't much to it,
he said.
How long y'all been in the country?
You mean this country?
You don't have to say nothing,
he said.
You just told me. How long you been here?
Pee-wee asked.
I've been here 9 months. I got sick and they sent me to the hospital over in the Philippines. You ever been in that hospital?
We just got here, Pee-wee said.
How we gonna get in the hospital?
You just getting here don't mean nothing, the Spec Force said.
I seen a guy drop dead getting off the plane from Hawaii. The plane come down and landed just as pretty as you damn please. He come out, took him a good look around, and dropped stone dead.
What kind of outfit were you in? Pee-wee asked.
I was with the 24th Transportation Battalion, but I put in for a transfer because I had a run-in with my commanding officer.
What kind of run-in?
I was high on guard duty, the Spec Force said. My pal brought some smoke from Saigon and we all got stoned.
So what you doing now?
They give me a choice, transfer or court-martial, he said. So you know I got a transfer because I can't stand no jail time.
You been in any fighting? Pee-wee asked.
They didn't have no fighting around Camaron Bay, was the answer. They had more fighting in a juke joint outside of Fort Eustace than I seen all the time I've been over here.
It sounded good. Pee-wee and the Spec 4 played checkers for a while, and then he played with an Italian from Connecticut. We told him what the Spec 4 had said about not seeing any fighting.
I heard it was over anyway, the guy said. They're supposed to be signing a truce or something in Paris.
That's 'cause they heard I was here,
Pee-wee said with his real serious look on his face. The Italian guy looked at me and looked at Pee-wee and shrugged. I was getting to like Pee-wee. They showed a movie in the day room and passed out some beer. Three guys from each hooch, which is what they called the barracks, had to pull guard duty, and the ranger volunteered for it. They had beer in the day room and a ping-pong table. There was a line for the ping-pong table, so we watched the news from the States. They didn't mention anything about Nam. The next morning, about half of our hooch got their orders. Most of them were going to some place called Ku Chi. The rest of us sat around or played three-man basketball.
Let's go to town, Pee-wee said.
Where's town? Pee-wee went into the HQ hooch to find out where town was, just as they were looking for somebody else to pull guard duty, and he got put on. I went back to our hooch and wrote my first letter to Kenny. I told him that I had heard that there was going to be a truce, and there wouldn't be any more fighting. I also told him I would bring him back a souvenir if I could.